Not bad. And a sea, as calm as a mill pond, said the man, sounding as satisfied as if he'd arranged this himself. Would there be any luggage, m'lady? Yes, there are my two bags and one of Mr. Rowland's. See to it, will you? And then let's waste no more time. We've had a long journey. To be sure, was the reply. Patsy's after collecting the luggage now. Hi there, Patsy! Over here with the bags now! Cars this way, m'lady. Just a few steps, added O'Driscoll in an encouraging tone. Within a few minutes, the travellers were seated in the back of the Bentley, with O'Driscoll taking his seat next to the silent Patsy, whose functions evidently included that of chauffeur.
Merrion Square, is it, m'lady?
Inquired the former. Being assured that it was, he conveyed this fact to the latter. Then they were moving at a steady but not excessive speed along the river.
The Liffey,
murmured the woman beside him to Rowland's, and across O'Connell Bridge. Trinity College soon appeared on their left, so Rowland's companion told him, after which it was more or less a straight line to their destination, where they arrived in little more than 10 minutes.
Here we are,
she said as they drew up in front of a house, about halfway along the far side of the square. As he got out of the car, Rowland's had a sense of a freshness in the air that came from the presence of trees and of a fountain playing softly somewhere.